Welcome to Eternity Now. I'm Senior Pastor and Evangelist Kyle Huckins. We're a U.S.-based church and evangelism movement reaching every color and culture for Christ. Our podcasts, videos, doctrine, history, and much more are on our website, eternitynow.com, eternitynow.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tax-deductible giving. Go to our website and click Support Us to see how you can help bring the good news of eternal life to 1 million people this year. Thanks for listening. Now for one of my recent messages.
Our tumultuous times are shaking many, but God is not one of them. The Lord is fully aware of all what's happening. The spiritual controls the physical. God made the world, and He is spirit. He's seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. In Him, you can have peace in the midst of this great turmoil. I'll discuss this today in my message, Trusting God at the End of the Age, from Psalm 23. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Father God, we thank You so much for this time today to be able to look at Your scriptures and hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Oh Lord God, help us to be in tune with You, in time with You, and Lord God, bring glory to You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Outside the Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23 is probably the best known section of the Bible. In just 6 verses, King David summarizes God's care for us. He harkens back to his days tending sheep, well before he could even have dreamed of running Israel. We go to the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In ancient times, a shepherd not only assisted but protected his sheep. The job was pretty low on prestige, but the shepherd had to go all out for the flock. Sheep need plenty to eat and drink to prosper personally, plus yield a thick coat of wool. They're not too crafty or intelligent, however, so they need someone to lead them to the right place to meet their needs and keep them safe. The Hebrew of this verse says, literally, the one shepherded will not lack. God is a good provider for His people. Recall the ravens and angels that God sent to Elijah to keep him going as he was in flight. Verse 2 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Looking again to the original Hebrew, we read here that our Lord the Shepherd will get us to literally pastures of green grass and waters of rest. A lot of ranchers in our area of the world would love to know just where those pastures are and creeks might be flowing. Note here, the shepherd makes the sheep go to these fields and streams. We don't always want to head there. We think we know where we need to go. But God knows best, and His plan's the right one. Sometimes I'll feel very tired, but still have very much to do. I used to push on and waste time, slower and slower and slower in turning out my work. But the Lord has me now just close my eyes and rest for 30, 40 minutes. Whether I sleep or not, I always feel refreshed, and I get my work done. I've learned to trust Him in this. Verse 3 of Psalm 23, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God's goal is to quiet and strengthen our souls. He's not trying to hurt us or retard our progress. The way we're restored is by resting in His presence. He made the narrow paths of righteousness that lead to life. And if we abide, that is, remain with and seek Him, we're renewed. He does this to bless us as well as to reflect His own glory. And where is His presence since the giving of the Holy Ghost to the church at Pentecost? Well, it's wherever the believer is, whether in nations that rage or at rest, desert islands, floating icebergs, the middle of a crowded city. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You, God, are with me, Your rod and Your staff. They comfort me. The shepherd had 2 primary aids. The first, the rod, was a straight, heavy piece of metal or wood, kind of like a thick, weighty baton. The rod directed the sheep, stopping them or urging them along. God mostly urges us along. Keep going. You made the decision. Just walk in me. Trust me, He says. If you make a mistake, don't worry. I'll stop you completely. I can tell you from experience, He certainly does. The world today thinks that discipline is horrible, but it shows we truly care. The second aid, the staff, looks like a walking stick with a crook at the end. That hook could lift a lamb out of harm's way or grab a predator trying to get at the sheep. If the Lord is extending that staff to you today, don't bat it away. Take it. Get close to Him. God uses both of these instruments with us. We need both His direction and His discipline. We're assured by Scripture He always uses these for our good. For as we see here, the shepherd sometimes leads us through dangerous territory. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. We must not be surprised that the world doesn't like us. Its values are temporal, that is, temporary for this present life. Ours are eternal. The world lives for the moment. We live for eternity. Our very presence, since we carry the Holy Spirit, convicts people of sin. However, God is our protector, and we will prevail as we follow Him. Psalm 23, verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." Biblical Israel had many animals who would want to kill the sheep. David fought off cougars, lions, bears, quite a formidable group. He put the sheep in pens or an enclosed area to watch over them, sleeping at the entrance so nothing could attack them without his knowing. He was the door of the sheep, as they said in those days. Jesus talks about being the good shepherd in John 10, verses 7 to 11. "I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, just as he did." God watches over us and keeps our enemies at bay. Not only that, he blesses us with the Holy Spirit to give us calm. This peace he gives is supernatural. We may look at our circumstances and fear greatly, but the Spirit of God makes clear the Lord is in control. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit and used to affirm our callings in him as well. And our cup, what the Lord provides for us, is more than enough for any circumstance or situation. And going on to the final verse of our focal passage today, verse 6 of Psalm 23. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Oh, what a wonderful promise that is. If we look at this, the first line is literally, "I will be pursued always by pleasure in all my senses." Though not every day or moment is great, we can rest knowing God's favor and blessing are sure. This is for eternity, starting when we come to Jesus Christ. Key as believers is not allowing the world and its ways to be our focus. God is in control, not humanity, not nature. And as we follow the Lord, he will bless us. This passage says, "We'll be with the Lord forever, without end." He loves and keeps us with that rod and staff. They help ensure we stay on the right path and have what we need to be well always. Today we have 6 takeaways from our message. Main points that I want you to think about, pray about, put into practice. Number 1, as Christians, God leads us through life. As Christians, God leads us through life. We're not in this alone. God often doesn't let us in on all he's doing with us because we would mess it up trying to do it ourselves if we knew. We're just not very patient. Number 2, like a shepherd, the Lord disciplines and corrects us. Like a shepherd, the Lord disciplines and corrects us. Remember Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 6. "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you're rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives." Number 3, the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd, bringing us to where we'll have enough to eat and drink, plus be safe from our enemies. In John 10, verses 11 and 12, he says, "The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them." We can trust Christ with our today and our eternity because he's pure, holy, and dedicated to God and to us. Number 4, in this life, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we have nothing to fear, for Jesus is Lord of all. In this life, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we have nothing to fear, for Jesus is Lord of all. Just as the tomb could not hold Christ, it can't trap us either, as we'll be resurrected to blessedness if we follow him. Number 5, the Lord gives us provision in the midst of a hateful, vengeful world, just as he walked without harm through the midst of those who wanted to kill him. The Lord gives us provision in the midst of a hateful, vengeful world, just as he walked without harm through the midst of those who wanted to kill him. Luke 4:24-30 gives an example, first quoting Christ. Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath, in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. You see, his time had not come. And my friend, a born-again believer will not die until his or her time has come. And then that person will transition to heaven immediately. Don't you know that your Father, even in the midst of torture or strife, he can give you that perfect peace, that supernatural peace, hide you in the cleft of the rock, put you under the shadow of his great wings, and he will. And number 6, our last one of these takeaways, the greatest promise of this psalm is that we will dwell in God's house forever. The greatest promise of this psalm is that we will dwell in God's house forever. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever trade popularity and comfort today for abundant life in eternity. We believers will escape the hell on earth of the tribulation 7 years, spending it in heaven, and come back to a perfected earth for 1,000 years, and end up in New Jerusalem, a place of great love, joy, peace, harmony, and unity in Christ, where there has never been one single sin, nor shall there ever be. Oh, my friend, but to get there, you have to be saved. What's going to come upon the earth is for the unsaved. The Lord Jesus Christ says in Revelation 3:10 that because you have kept my command to persevere, I shall keep you, literally withhold you, from the hour of trial to come upon the whole earth. But you must have given your life to him, surrendered to him, said that he is your Lord and Savior. There are 4 essentials to this salvation. Number 1, repent of sin, turn from it, and ask God's forgiveness. He surely shall give it for Christ's sake. Confess faith in Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. No other way to the Father but by him. Also believe that Jesus Christ rose in body and in spirit that third day in the tomb, for you want your body and your spirit to rise as well. And then follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You'll not be perfect in this as I'm not perfect in this. Oh, but friend, God will forgive you when you ask. I'm going to lead you in a prayer of repentance and faith to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And you can begin that journey into Jesus with me right now by praying that after me and meaning it. And then if you just keep pursuing Christ, you're going to walk right into heaven one day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. I confess faith in Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way to you but by him. I believe he rose in body and in spirit the third day of the tomb. And I will follow him as Lord and Savior, repenting should I fall. Come into my heart, Lord God, and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what a wonderful thing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior personally. He knows you by name, my friend. And Father God knitted you together, that soul put together, and then put it into your physical body growing in the womb. Oh, our Lord has known you from beginning to the never end. Oh, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you, and he loves that you have come back to him. He who made you. Once we're saved, what do we do? First of all, be baptized, my friend. It's a profession of faith that you can't deny. It's out there in front of the church, in front of the world, wherever you happen to have it done. But be sure to follow our Lord Jesus in obedience. We also need to be reading the Bible. We find out about who God is by the scripture. We learn how to move and have our being in him in a way that pleases him, and also it prospers us. We pray to possess some of those 7,500 promises in scripture, almost one for every hour in a year. Yes, I said it right, hour in a year. We come to church, we come to Eternity Now online, or maybe one of our rallies in person. It's so important to be able to be with believers and having them lift you up. Even if you're distant from us, well, my friend, you can send in your prayer request to me. I'll be giving you my address a little bit later on. Fellowship with other believers. Spend time with your friends outside of church as well as inside. Take time with them. That's how we become a family and a fighting force for the Lord. And finally, pursue personal relationship with Almighty God. Friend, I've just told you, he knows every cell in your body. He knows every thought of your mind. He knows every action you've taken and word you've spoken. You've turned to him, and now you'll be together forever. Remember, Eternity Now is an evangelism outreach and church headquartered in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, touching the world. Head to eternitynow.com, eternitynow.com to see our statement of faith, ministry news, end of days timeline from the Bible, videos, podcasts, and much more. You can see the weekly message Saturdays, 5 p.m. Mountain, live on facebook.com/eternitynowmedia, youtube.com/@eternitynow, Twitter's @KyleHuckins, LinkedIn too. Our Revelation Bible Studies, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Mountain, same pages and platforms. Our group's 3 years old and has reached 2 million people for Christ. That's as many as in all of Montana and Wyoming and the Nebraska and Texas panhandles. We want to do another 1 million this year, but we need your help. $25 a month, tax deductible, or 501c3, reaches 10,000 people with the gospel in a year. Just go to eternitynow.com, click support us to see more and give securely, or go directly to our giving page, bit.ly/reachamillion. That is PayPal and just as secure as can be. Well, friend, let's go and turn to our God in prayer, praying for our country as well as each other. Oh, Lord God, we are at a very difficult point of the USA, a nation that was founded on the principles that we have inalienable rights from you, the Creator, and in God we trust. Doesn't seem like very many people do anymore, but Lord God, please remember our faithfulness in times past. And those of us who are coming to you today to repent and to say, oh, Lord God, straighten out this country. Give our people who run this nation integrity, Lord God, honesty. Let them, Lord God, make decisions not for their own benefit, but the benefit of all. Oh, Lord God, let there be equal justice under the law as well, Father God. We pray, too, for revival in Christian hearts and dedication to the Great Commission's evangelism. The night is coming when no one can work, and the darkness is descending rapidly. I pray for conviction and correction of T. I also pray for healing for Michelle. Lord God, we pray your continued blessing to Sarah. And Lord God, we ask you, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come quickly. But let us, Lord God, have every soul brought to heaven possible before then. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We at Eternity Now appreciate your listening to this broadcast. For more, including links to all our programs and social media, go to eternitynow.com, eternitynow.com. We have over 100 videos on YouTube, and you can watch our services live there as well as Facebook, Twitter, and more. On our website, you also can email me, Pastor Kyle Huckins, and I'll respond personally. I welcome your prayer requests, questions, and comments. Again, that's eternitynow.com. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. I'm gonna shout, hallelujah.